Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
Now, a major headache for Johannesburg's property market, and one that I am sure you are aware of. The Johannesburg Deeds Office has shut its doors indefinitely, throwing thousands of property transactions into limbo. What it means is that sellers can't access the proceeds of their sales, and estate agents are being left for months without commission, all while bills obviously keep piling up. I want to discuss this in a little more detail now with Jason Joffa, who's business head at Lamna Bridging Finance, which is stepping in to offer short-term relief. So as the backlog builds, what options do sellers and agents really have to stay afloat? So Jason, a very warm welcome. Maybe let's go back to the basics if we can. How did this deeds office closure come about? And why, in your opinion, has it caused such severe disruption?
Okay, on the surface, it's, you know, it manifests across the country. It's just rearing its head in Johannesburg, and it's about a matter of time that it happens in the other 11 deeds offices, Joburg being the biggest one. And if anybody were to go and have a look at the statistics and rule out the decline in the property market, they would still see that we're about 20% of where we were last year at this time in terms of transfers. What should normally take 6 to 12 weeks is now taking months longer, and we have stats across the various regions. Sellers can't access money, estate agents aren't getting paid, and everyone's cash flow is under absolute pressure. People that want to sell their homes are not able to realize the proceeds. They're not able then to purchase new properties, and then those OTPs lapse. Estate agents, same thing over there. Often estate agents just work on commission. They have to put up money up front for marketing costs. So you can just imagine how it's affecting their working capital cycle.
And Jason, the reality of the situation is we don't know how much longer this is going to perpetuate.
Correct. So there's been a lot of promises that they're going to be moving to new premises. I mean, if anybody's been to the Marble Towers building in Joburg, it's just absolutely not fit for human habitat. And I can understand why they've gone on a go slow. You know, these are skilled people that work over there. The conveyancing process is very complex. You can't expect them to go into a building where the lifts are not working, where the air conditioning's not working, etc. They were supposed to move into a new building 3 weeks ago, and that still has not materialized.
All right, let's talk about bridging finance then. Can you explain to me how it works in simple terms for both sellers and agents?
Okay, so from a sales point of view, if you've sold your property and it's about to be lodged in the deeds office in a real world scenario, we are able to obviously give up to 80% of the proceeds, so you'd realize the money up front instead of having to wait out the entire process. Same thing with agents, we're able to give up to 70% of the commission. With the rates and taxes, we're able to pay the rates out of the proceeds. So it enables the property to actually sell.
And how are you making your margin?
So our margin is based on the discounting transaction. It is a high-risk transaction. We don't take any security. So it is an expensive product, but it's an opportunity cost.
So how quickly can someone access funds once the sale is delayed or stuck in the deeds office backlog?
So if all conditions are met, we like to, you know, we want to say within 24 hours, depending on your attorney's cooperation or your conveyancer's cooperation, they'll sign an undertaking. And once the funds have been transferred into their trust account, they will then pay us the capital amount plus the discounting rate.
And what sort of take up have you had so far?
So we've been around for 11 years. You know, so we've built a big business at the moment here. Yeah, we've got national presence from Cape Town to Messina and from Pongola to Port Nolloth.
But the take-up in the short term, given that the situation is becoming worse, are more and more people turning to this option?
So, yeah, the last 6 months we've really seen an uptake. We're probably up 40% year on year.
What type of screening process does a person have to undergo before they can access the loan?
So as we're saying here, it's a discounting transaction. It's not a typical credit transaction where we have to look at serviceability. All of the serviceability is actually coming out of the future sale of the property. So you know, if you've got small judgments or anything, we tend to overlook those kinds of things.
And the demographic of people taking up the bridging finance option, particularly when it comes to sellers, do you have an idea of who is using the service perhaps more than others?
Yes, so it goes across. It actually goes across the board. You know, what we like to call in our business is asset rich, cash flow poor. So it's people that have large properties, unencumbered properties, and everything is tied up in the property. So we're able to assist those clients, as well as the smaller guys who've just, you know, not been able to pay their rates and taxes because they want to put bread and on the table.
Point taken, but are there risks or downsides to using bridging finance that sellers or agents should be aware of?
Yes, there are risks. You know, nothing goes without risks, and we price for those risks. Ultimately, it's an opportunity cost. Money now is worth more than money at a later point in time, and that's how we position the product.
It's not just the sellers and the agents, Jason, but I understand this is also applicable to property developers, or at least property developers are experiencing an issue here, given that they've had to pause projects. What are you hearing from them, and are you also stepping into the breach there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it doesn't take much to notice. If you drive around Johannesburg, you see half-completed properties because guys have simply run out of capital. What we're able to do is advance on plot and plan, where certain properties in the developer's portfolio have been sold, so they're able to put working capital into their new properties, get to the next milestone, and then the banks can come in at that point in time.
Not to take anything away from the business solution that you're offering, it's also a sad indictment of the city of Johannesburg, isn't it, given that property development and sale has reached this juncture?
Yes, you've hit the nail on the head over there. I mean, we probably wouldn't exist as a business if it was 100% efficient. I'm not saying, you know, we wanted to be, you know, we obviously wanted to have more efficiencies. But, that's pretty much what I can say around that over there. I don't think anywhere in the world it's 100% efficient. There's always going to be complexities in a property transaction. Conveyancing process isn't a straight green line. You know, you've got to understand conveyancing.
Explain to me how you work with conveyancers and attorneys in the process. One assumes or one hopes it's a seamless partnership.
Yeah, absolutely. So we call them our channel partners. You know, we're there to enable a transaction to take place, particularly when it's things like outstanding rates, taxes, and levies. They're not able to progress to the point of lodging in the deeds office until those affairs are sorted. So we're able to step in at that point. Clients come and go. But customers to us are important, and our agents and our attorneys are customers.
And Jason, just looking forward very quickly, the deeds office backlog has been an issue in the past, and there's no doubt it's going to continue for some time. Do you think there's a longer term role for bridging finance in the South African property market beyond this particular crisis?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, we do a hell of a lot of other products in our world over here. It's nothing different to invoice discounting in its purest form. Cash in the pocket now based on a transaction that's going to happen in the future.
I'm going to leave it there. Jason Joffa, thank you very much indeed. Business head at Lamna Bridging Finance. I appreciate your time.
Our business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.